Out of 6,000 hospitals in the United States, about 200 are run by publicly elected board members, and those board elections usually have nothing to do with national politics or big culture war issues. But at a top medical facility in Sarasota, Florida, a group of political activists opposed to COVID protocols saw an opportunity. Reporter Zach Hirsch has the story.
In November, Sarasota Memorial Hospital got three new board members. They questioned the effectiveness of vaccines and COVID treatment protocols. They're a minority on the nine-person board, but their victory has thrown the typically quiet board meetings into chaos.
Order, please.
About 200 people showed up to a meeting late last month. Many of them were medical professionals concerned about the hospital's future. There were also lots of self-described health freedom supporters. Some had lost loved ones during the peak of the pandemic and blamed the hospital. Others blasted the hospital's leadership for ignoring COVID treatments such as ivermectin that are not supported by mainstream medicine. Michaela Matthew and more than a dozen others demanded an investigation into the hospital's management during the worst of the pandemic.
So we want answers. There will be no amnesty. You failed.
Similar public clashes have happened elsewhere, but this movement is especially strong in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis was one of the first state leaders to roll back mask guidelines. Lately, he's used rhetoric that's increasingly hostile to vaccines.
I mean, these people need to be heard, and we have a spotlight on us in Sarasota. We can be the change that everyone else needs in other healthcare systems.
That's Bridget Fiorucci, one of the new board members. She's a registered nurse who's worked on the front lines during the pandemic. In an interview with NPR, she said she's never gotten the COVID vaccine.
There are many people that I know that have been injured or have had adverse reactions.
While there have been extremely rare cases of serious side effects, the scientific research has overwhelmingly shown that COVID vaccines are safe and effective. People stand a far higher risk of dying by going unvaccinated. Another new board member, also a registered nurse, dismissed that scientific consensus around the vaccines as, quote, unquestioned uniformity. Many of the hospital's doctors and nurses spoke up at the board meeting to push back against accusations that the hospital failed the community. Dr. Sarah Temple is an emergency medicine physician.
Doctors want to help people. That is the reason we all do this. Despite our most heroic efforts, we just couldn't save so many of our patients.
The medical freedom movement has claimed numerous victories in local elections around the country, with groups like Stand for Health Freedom pushing the cause in sheriff, school board, and county clerk races. Anti-vaccine candidates ran for public hospital boards in Washington State last year, but lost. The victory at Sarasota Memorial appears to be the first of its kind. A retired doctor and outspoken conservative named Stephen Gafanti helped lead the campaign. In viral videos and public appearances, he tells a dramatic story of being falsely imprisoned at Sarasota Memorial Hospital while he was sick.
And they wouldn't let me leave. It turns out that it's more lucrative to have you die in the hospital than go home.
That's a reference to a conspiracy theory that hospitals inflate COVID deaths for profit. It's not true. At the meeting last month, the new board members successfully pushed to open a review of the hospital's COVID practices. In an email, a hospital spokesperson said the review will look into, quote, specific individual patient care concerns, including those shared by Dr. Gafanti. She said they're also taking a broader look at care throughout the pandemic to review the lessons learned and plan for the future.
We are an elected body.
Tram Hudson is the board's chairman.
You know, if the citizens elect folks that might have some alternative views, I think that we should listen to the citizens.
While he doesn't buy into the conspiracy theories about the hospital, he says the review will put people at ease. But many others interviewed for the story were deeply disturbed. Dr. Peter Hotez is a vaccine expert and pediatrician at Texas Children's Hospital, who's followed medical freedom movements for years.
This kind of health freedom propaganda rhetoric, it's not just an academic discussion. It's endangering the lives of Americans, and in this case, Floridians.
Hotez estimates 200,000 Americans needlessly died in the last half of 2021 and early 2022 because they weren't vaccinated. The hospital's internal review is underway now. Findings will be made public by March of next year. For NPR News, I'm Zach Hirsch.